3 o'clock. Good to have you. There's the spit bottle. Now you know TJ's here.
I do not have anything in the lip, and I'm not going to.
Oh, really?
Until you offend me, which normally, Rico, what does that normally take? 4 minutes?
Prop Bet Casino, over under 307 and 30 seconds.
As soon as Mike makes a Chris Creighton reference some sort of derogatory comment towards Irish people.
No, I was going to ask you a sincere question. Is that after the way the Lions won last week,
which was sincere. Just unbelievable. I'm sure it's going to be very sincere. Yes.
I mean, honestly, I am.
Okay.
They win.
Let's see. All right.
Do me a favor. Will you pull his battery pack out and let me get this question out?
Should we restart?
After the way they won last week, which was phenomenal, unbelievable.
Impossible.
Right. You start to feel, though, that impossible is the norm, that they just don't lose. So here is my question. You were a part of a 15-1 team.
Yes.
Does it? Or at what point does it begin to get in the locker room where it's like, boys, we're not losing. This is what we do. Where it starts to feel like you're invincible.
No.
Never.
No. That doesn't creep in.
Really?
No, it doesn't. I think you... and that was my third year in the NFL. We had a really good team. And we ended up losing to your team, Mike, who... Went on to win the Super Bowl.
Wasn't bringing that up.
I honestly think going back to, if I put myself back in that mindset, it was, man, we're hot this week.
Okay.
Right? It wasn't, you don't look at the schedule and say, oh, we got the next four in the bag. You know, locked in. These teams stink. Like, oh, we're going to roll through these guys. No, you never feel like that.
TJ?
I swear to God.
I mean, because here's the thing.
You take it week to week.
Statute of limitations is up. Your teammates have all retired.
You guys
never sat around and said, you know, we beat this team. This team's got
awful. That's what I just said. I said, you'd look at some stretches and say, hey, the next three games we're playing the Bears, who are terrible, or the Vikings are... really down, and they got Christian Ponder, quarterback. Yeah, like as long as we go play our game,
we can
walk out on the field and beat them. But you never get into the big picture where it's, we're never going to lose again. Oh my God, look at the rest of the schedule. You don't think that.
Let me rephrase that. Not that, but just you don't have to practice as hard. You don't have to be as dialed in because C game is better than them. Okay.
No, and I don't mean to interrupt you, Rico, you never, ever cross that line of we're good, complacent. Hey, as long as we go play our ball, nobody can beat us. Because that's the moment where you get... where you get punched in the mouth, right?
And you don't have an answer.
No.
You were in the locker room.
Yeah. And you know, it's like that in every sport, though. I think you realize, of course, these guys in the locker room are sitting there saying, man, we just played a terrible game and we beat a good team, right? A first place Houston Texans team. We just beat them playing probably a
D-plus
game.
Yeah.
You know, so you, of course, you sit there and you say, yeah, we're feeling good about ourselves. We got a ton of talent. As long as we play our style of football, nobody can beat us. We saw that in the second half. But no, you never sit there. You never, ever get complacent. You never say, hey, as long as I just show up, punch the clock, man, I'm going to come out here on top. You don't do that because
you don't even snicker when the coach comes in there and says, guys, we got to worry about Mac Jones.
No, you don't. I mean, you don't. You don't, because I think there's, and I know what you're saying.
Right.
And part of you may be like, okay, we're playing a backup quarterback. This team hasn't won a lot of games. They're what, 2-7?
Yeah.
Okay, we're clearly the better team. I think you can concede that thought.
Okay.
But you don't ever go out there and say, hey, as long as we just show up on the field, you know, whatever happens, we're going to come out and win the game. You never do that, ever. Man, this NFL, man, guys make plays. We saw that first quarter with Mason Rudolph, the Tennessee game, where it was 14-14. You're sitting there like, what is going on? Hold on. This is going to be a shootout with Mason Rudolph and the Titans. Now, things ended up coming together, but you can't take it for granted. You don't do that. And I think that's the thing that I love most, I think, about Dan Campbell, is it's never really about the opponent. It's about us. How can we find a way to go improve ourselves, our team, our unit. Offense, we got to get better this week, right? Defense, hey, you played a great second half, but how can we improve on the first half that we played last week and make sure that we don't let up a late touchdown, you know, in a two-minute drive? So those are the points that you look at. You can look across the board, and certainly I've played players across from me. If there's a defensive tackle line across from me, I could say, okay, I love this matchup. This guy is not going to beat me the entire game. That doesn't mean our offense is going to have some great advantage. Everybody else has to go win their one-on-ones as well. So you look at that and you say, hey, everybody's in the NFL. These guys are getting paid. They got some – look, Jacksonville has some really good players on their side of the ball. You know, that defense, they picked off Sam Darnold, who – I tried to tell you a couple weeks ago was going to come back down to earth a little bit. Nobody believed me. They picked him off three times.
And you say I'm petty.
But they got some guys on. If you go out there and play an average game, you can lose to a bad team in a heartbeat. So that's you never think about, oh, they're in the dumps, man. They stink. They're in a backup quarterback. You don't think about that. You think about what do I have to do this week to go out and improve from last week? What do I have to give to this team to go out there and get the win, right? That's all that matters. So, and that's what I think Dan Campbell's message has consistently been to this team over the past couple of years is, God, we don't talk about, hey, we got to go win this game. This is a must win. We got to have this game. He doesn't talk about that. Guys, we have to improve. We have to find a way to get better. So then when we reach December, January, when these games really start to count for a lot, how are we hitting our stride at that point? And that's what I think I respect a lot about Dan and a lot about the way this team approaches a week-to-week basis.
Now, I just want to make sure, are you done lecturing Rico, or is there more in the tank?
No, I'm not, but I did a couple weeks ago. I said, hey, is anybody going to see Sam Darnold start to do Sam Darnold things again? Rico, I'm not – you know what? Who
Mike.
I'm not letting Mike off the hook because he was on the side of Sam Darnold, MVP. Oh, my gosh. He's playing.
The hell
yes, you
I
were.
Was.
Yes, you were. Don't lie
pull
to me.
The tape.
Yes, you were.
Pull the tape.
Pull
I
the
hate
tape.
Sam
Kenny,
Darnold.
Pull the tape.
As I did earlier
what
this
on
week.
What earth is happening here? That he just made that up. I knew it. I never said that. That is outrageous behavior. You can't win with a redhead.
You didn't say it. You hinted at it. You definitely hinted
over.
At it, though. You hinted.
What? Over what?
A 307 in 30 seconds.
When he lied on my name?
There we go. Get the spittoon ready.
Now, can I ask a question?
Well, it took 9 minutes.
He had passion. Look, he's been in locker rooms before. I just wanted to know, you secretly say this type of stuff? So I don't mind the passion, DJ.
Okay, college.
I don't mind it.
College, you can. Right,
like hell at Eastern.
College, you can't. Hey. No. Well, we played times or Michigan State's got, you know, Tennessee State on this. You can look at that and say, okay, let's just go get our, you know, let's get things
get
right.
Your stats.
Yeah, let's go get out there, get our fundamentals, get the fits right. It's a preseason game, right?
Right.
In NFL, you can't do that in regular season. There's no way, man. That's how you fall into the trap game of going into the game with that mindset of saying, hey, as long as I just go through the motions and get the fundamentals, right, we'll be okay. And then all of a sudden you look at the scoreboard and you're like,
but you see it all the time.
Why aren't we blowing them out? What is going on?
All the time. That's why we asked.
And that's why I think this team is different where they don't take that approach. Dan Campbell's not talking about Jacksonville coming in here with a chip on their shoulder and they're ready, you know, with a backup quarterback to beat your ass. It's more about our approach. What does our approach have to be?
Right.
And that's what I think the focus is in that locker room is we have to find ways to improve. Offensive line, last week.
Awful.
Not a great performance, right? To your standards. Average, sure. But to their standard, not good enough. Penei Sewell got beat a couple times. Second, you know, Jared Goff's second interception. You know, Penei Sewell got beat on a rush that he never gets beat on. But those are the plays that if you take for granted what the other team can do to you and you just say, hey, as long as I go show up, go through the motions, all of a sudden you get punched in the mouth a couple times. It's like, oh, my goodness, we turned the ball over. Now we got to claw our way back into this thing, right? So you never
– it's really effective when you're making a point.
Rico, I know he's making it seem like it's somebody. I'm not calling you out, but I'm just saying
you gotta take it.
You have to expect every team's best shot.
I'm gonna say this with all sincerity, brother. I appreciate the passion and the honesty.
I have a lot
okay?
of passion. And you know what?
So, no.
I don't know what's happening.
You did not call me out. I asked a question, and you answered.
So and I wanted to get in front of the...
thank you.
Mike, normally, the first 10 minutes is him coming at me with, you know, Eastern Michigan shots and...
I don't know why.
I just wanted to get out. I want to get out in front of it.
But you know what? I will recognize.
Want to get out in front of it.
That brand ambassador right now. He's a brand ambassador right now. Mike.
Oh, you mean when he's making a point with Chaw in his hand?
No. Yes, no, right. No, the quarter zip.
Oh, I was seeing
our teams are going to be playing in that game.
Waving a tin of snus in your face.
How about a Michigan State rematch in the game above Swartz Bowl this year?
Oh,
how does that sound?
I thought it was going to be Eastern State.
I want to ask
still
you.
Win a couple more games.
I'm not doing it. So you're baiting me into saying something mean, and I'm
say
not going
to
do it. No,
I know you want to. It's who you are, Mike.
I want to ask about last week's game. Not your school, the Lions. You were there. You're on the sidelines at home. It was incredible to watch. I want to know when you felt, oh, this is going to happen. We're going to get to it. Relax. You're here for a bit.
I got you.
Why don't you pop in another lipper there? You'll be all right.
No, that's my first one. I was waiting for you to do what you just did.
And, I did nothing. You know, I sat here and watched you
underhand comment
attack R.L. Beard. My God, I've just sat here and watched you attack a black man for 15 minutes. Oh. I've said nothing.
All right, now I'm going to have to
throw cold in the D.
Yeah, that's a double shot. That's
my goodness. All right.
Rico, do you still have the flag? Can you throw a flag on that?
We'll go get it.
That's unnecessary. David.
Oh, man. Teams go to the center of the field. Enjoy these nuts. All right.
All right.
Listen, we tried to get Dan to alter the call and dial it up a little bit, but he's like, you know, he doesn't want to do that.
Well, all due respect to Dan, you tried to get him to say touchdown black guy.
Touchdown Detroit refused, black guy.
Yeah. So I can understand Dan's concession to say I'm not willing to do that.
What, to having fun?
To say touchdown black guy?
What the hell's the problem?
I don't blame him for not doing
time.
That.
Yeah. Oh, please, very so uptight. Listen, I want to ask you about day job that he really cares about. Two teams go to shake hands in the middle of the field. Your mom's a streetwalker. Lomas? All right, so listen. I mean, who wouldn't enjoy that on the radio call? Am I right?
It will be his last call.
For 30 seconds.
Yeah.
As you're sitting in the chair doing your Mr. Monty Burns fingertips. Excellent.
I just got Dan Miller fired.
He finally said it. Yes.
He's fired.
And there's no more Dan
Miller. All right. So last week's game, you just heard the great call by Dan Miller. You're there. You're working the sidelines. Range of emotions. But, like, what the hell was the vibe on the sidelines? Not just after they opened a half with the Carlton Davis pick during the interview, but like, when did you start to go, they're going to do, this is happening?
Wow, that's a good question.
I tried.
I honestly don't think I felt that way until Houston missed that field goal.
Okay.
At the end of the game. I knew it was going to be tight. And when the defense came out and, hey, first play, Carlton Davis jumps the route, pick, and then you're like, oh man, this is huge because you're taking probably points off the board. If Houston goes down and scores on that opening drive, you're down three scores.
Game
it's over, right? With the way the passing attack was going. We saw that in Green Bay a couple weeks ago. Detroit got the ball in the second half. They went down, scored, made it a three-score game. You're like, okay, there's no way they're clawing back in this thing. That's how it felt. But then I think Jared threw another interception right after that.
Oh, that is
correct. He was trying to target Laporta, I think that one was.
Yeah.
But I honestly think it probably took until Fairbairn missed that field goal to where it was like, oh my goodness. Like now fate is on our side. Now destiny is like on our side where we're gonna drive the ball down, we're gonna kick the field goal, we're gonna get out of here, and everybody's gonna be looking at each other like, oh my goodness, like we just won that game.
No, I think the second it became that
for
14
me, that's
point,
how it was.
When they missed the wide open receiver. I mean,
Tank Dell play
with the Carlton Davis second interception.
Yeah,
yeah, that was a great play, first of all, by Carlton Davis.
Idiotic I'm not play that by away. Stroud.
That was a horrendous throw.
Correct.
I mean, he.
TJ, wait, at that point, you're looking at 30-13 ball game.
You're watching that live from the booth, and you're like, oh, my God. He is literally wide open. How did we blow this coverage? He throws the ball. It's hanging up for 5 seconds and you're like, hold on, wait a minute. Oh my God. Like, how did we intercept that? Right. And there were a bunch of plays in that game where you're like, how did that go our way? Oh my God. Like,
because
I don't
about
know.
Four
but
plays went against you for turnovers.
Yeah.
A couple of those Goff turnovers were once a thing.
Four of them. Yeah. Four, you know, the Hail Mary. You can't say, hey, that's an ill-advised throw. You're trying to make a play. First throw, we know the first interception got tipped. Blitzing linebacker, or safety, I'm sorry, is Petrie. Made a great play, man. He was blitzing. He read the play out. He jumped, tipped the ball. Second interception, Penei Sewell did get beat. Look, QB hit. If that ball hits the ground, it might be an incomplete pass, or it might be a fumble, right? So you can't really put that on Jared Goff. Bad decision.
The Hail Mary was...
Hail Mary, right? The throw to LaPorta, I thought was a good throw. I just think that LaPorta probably was maybe a half a second late getting his head back around, because that's where you want to go with that ball. It's one-on-one coverage. You got Sam LaPorta on a safety.
Because that was right after you had just got the pick
that
from
was,
them.
That was after Carlton Davis got the pick in the second half.
Yes.
Come down that drive, you score. No, he throws the pick. I think really the only ill-advised throw that Goff made was the one to Jameson Williams that got picked, which was the right read, though. It's just a bad ball. You threw it to the inside. That ball's on the outside. It's a big completion. It's a 30-yard gain. But I didn't feel like Jared Goff was just making forceful throws, right? I gotta get this ball to this guy. I got to do this. I got to throw it into coverage. I didn't feel like he made any bad decisions with any of those interceptions. And I think even Coach Campbell kind of hinted at the same point. Like, he didn't play a bad game.
No, it just felt like outer space.
He was throwing the ball where the ball needed to be a couple of those times. It was just a little bit off target.
One
so
thing
those
he
are
did,
things that are fixable.
Rico and I were talking about this earlier in the week, and I know this is not important in the grand scheme, but it was something I said literally, I want to ask TJ Friday. What was up with him turfing the ball? Like, it didn't...
A couple of those, too.
I was like, okay, is there something wrong here? Because... quarterbacks turf a ball, it's intentional, and you know it. He was literally just putting balls into the turf. It was like four of them, and I'm going, is that?
Yeah, I'm not going to throw a bad pass. I'm just going to go ahead and fight for another down. And you normally see that I got a rookie quarterback. It's like, I got nothing, so let me just start all over again.
He was also getting hit every damn play.
I would say if it's a screen play and it's not there,
that's one.
You know, throw it in the turf. But I would also say for the mental side of it, a quarterback, hey, I've gotten a couple bad bounces, a couple tip balls, a couple things that, you know, didn't go my way. If I force this ball into coverage, what other bad bounce can I afford right now? So maybe live to see another down.
Yeah, the way it was going.
I think that's the mental side of a quarterback to say, man, like, this ball is just not bouncing our way right now. So it's probably better if I just throw it into the turf if it's any sort of contested catch, right? Because I've already seen a couple today that have bounced the other team's way. And, man, once you get that in your headspace where it's the ball's just not bouncing our way, it might be better just throw an incomplete pass.
Yeah,
so I think that was probably in the back of Jared's mind to say, you know what, instead of throwing another freak play, maybe it hits a guy's helmet and they get another pick. I can't afford another one of those. Let me just throw an incomplete pass and live to see the next down.
Have you had a chance to talk to Za'Darius Smith yet?
No. I admire him as a player, though. I do.
Well, it was fun.
I played against him, I think 2017. We went to Baltimore, and I didn't know much about
him. That would have been his last year there, right?
He
was Baltimore, then he went to the Pack, then he had 1 year in Minnesota.
Yeah, but no, I think he was a young player when I played there, 2017, and I didn't know anything about the kid. And he pass rushed me a couple times. I'm like, who the hell is this?
Yeah,
guy?
That's a
like
problem.
who is this?
I like seeing him coach up the D line room on the sidelines. He looks legitimately happy to be here. My question is,
and that's
okay,
what he brings.
How much does he play this weekend? Full go, 50 snaps, 30.
No, I think you have to cut him loose. And we all saw the stories last week about obviously he needed a bye week, right? Not only the bye week to recover, but a bye week to spend time with your family, get a couple days off, right? Go back. And there was a report, and I don't know if anybody's confirmed.
Yeah.
So they said, hey, you know, you got a house down in Florida. You haven't been there in, 3 months? you know, we're going to give this guy a couple days to go back. I think that goes a long way in the locker room, too.
Yeah, but it looked like he took the time to get acclimated to his team in the city.
No doubt. Looking like baby Rashid
at Pistons games and every place. He's just all over.
No doubt. Well, it's hitting the lottery. You go from the Cleveland Browns, who 2-17 to
he looks happy,
you know, one
to
of the Super Bowl
here.
Favorites.
Like, well, you know who doesn't like hitting the lottery?
Who wouldn't
Max
be happy
Crosby.
To be here.
Hope you're enjoying Vegas, Max. Hope you're happy.
Good point. But
dummy.
If he is, I don't even want to say the system, because most defensive systems are, hey, you're playing defensive end, you stop the run, you rush quarterback. I would expect to see him 80% of the plays this week.
Okay. No, I just wonder.
I don't know if that's going to, don't hold me to that word, but I don't think he's the guy that you want to warm up and get like, hey, let's give him 15 snaps. And then next week, hey, let's give him 20 snaps. No, he is a game changer. That's what he brings. He is a threat.
He's going to be great against Darius the run, Smith too, is. And that's what people
that's,
don't realize.
And Mike, last week you nailed it when you said he's not more of an Aiden Hutchinson, but he's more of the Marcus Davenport type where he can set the edge. You're not running that side of the field. You're not getting outside. You're not running toss. You're not crack blocking with a receiver on that guy. We're shutting down half the field against the run with him. And then when it comes to the pass rush game, you get teams in second and long, third and long. You can move him around. You can put him – you can find a weak link. You say Jacksonville, hey, maybe their center isn't very good. Let's load the line of scrimmage, put Za'Darius Smith one-on-one with that guy. He's going to win, you know, 5 out of 6 reps that he gets against that guy. And also the veteran leadership that he brings. And one thing that he said I know he kind of bombarded the Sunday Night Football set with Tony Dungy and those guys afterwards, yeah. And they were like, hey, what were you talking to those guys about? We saw you on the sideline. You were coaching them up. You were talking to those guys. And he's like, it's all this veteran, just things that you pick up playing in the league, right? Hey, listen to what the center is saying. If the center is calling a Lou or he's calling a Rose, normally if he's calling a R word, he's going to slide to the right. If he's calling something that starts with a L, he's going to slide to the left. So that can let you know as a defensive lineman, when am I going to get the one-on-ones? When can I afford to make an inside rush and knowing that that guard is not sliding towards me? When am I going to know that the tight end is not going to throw a chip on my outside shoulder? So those were all things that I was listening to him talk, and I'm like, yes. The best defensive linemen I've ever played in my 10-year career were guys that could read stances, listen to the calls, understand what was going to happen before the ball was even snapped, because that would determine how they were going to rush you. If you know as a defensive end that I've got the right guard sliding out to cover the inside hip of the right tackle, I'm probably not going to go inside, right? I'm going to try to get a speed rush, get around the edge. But those are the things, those are the little things that make a big difference. And maybe it only helps you once in a game, but maybe that one play is a game-changing play, right? So those are the things that I heard Za'Darius Smith talking about on the Sunday Night Football set, where it's like, man, this guy is a veteran. He gets it. He understands it. He understands when to pick and choose, how to be successful, you know, when to take his chances, when not to take his chances, when to tell his buddies on the opposite side of the line, hey, the slide's coming to me. You got a one-on-one over there. Now you can take a risk. I'll help you out. Those are the little things that he's going to add to that group. And I think we saw it even last week, and I know we're probably up against it, but guys like James Houston and Josh Pascal and the other defensive ends, anytime you trade for a player at your position, that's going to give you a jolt in the ass to say, well, I don't want to be the guy that's going to be losing snaps. I don't want to be the guy that – I don't want him taking my spot, so I got to go out here and produce. And I think we saw that a little bit last week with those guys that's like – well, he's going to be taking a lot of these snaps up. Is it going to be mine? It's going to be yours? Is it going to be that guy? No, I'm going to go out there and produce, you know, play my ass off because I want to prove to them that I belong on the field. So I think that just his presence being in that locker room and being on that defensive line is going to pick up the competition of the rest of the group. I think we saw that last week.
We will get to the picks at 3:45. I'm saving the TJ Lang critical question of the week for next. We will do it. I know.
I wish we could be curious right now, but we can't.
There you go.
Rico, can you give me a hint?
No, because he doesn't even know. It's been hermetically sealed. The TJ Lang question of the week. All right, so it has been hermetically sealed, and now we get to have some fun. We'll do the picks in about 10 minutes, okay? TJ, every week we like to ask you a question,
yes,
generally football related, and we try to tap into your, you know, life as a player.
Okay.
And everybody can partake in this serious question.
Did James Houston poop his pants?
We've all seen the pictures. I'm sorry, but I don't know what brand of Gatorade he's drinking to sit down in that. Can we talk about it? And have you ever?
That went away that I was not prepared.
I mean,
my goodness.
Wait, Houston is artificial turf, right? So you can't even say the field was muddy. Didn't rain.
If I had
it's a dome.
If I had to speculate.
Have you ever seen a player themselves on the field?
No. No.
Okay.
Out the front side, yeah.
You've admitted to doing side. As much.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Okay.
Rainy game.
Can we just level? If you were on the field and you saw and or what was happening here, like, I mean, don't you go to the refs and go, look, this guy's out here with a blown diaper. Well, you got to get him out of the game.
I tell you what I would do.
Let's
and
hear
I
it.
Told you and I've told my wife this. I said, hey, if anything ever happens where you see a stretcher on the field, don't worry. That just means I... Yeah, had an accident. If that was me, if
they bring the ambulance
if
out.
That was me.
Wait, is TJ back 5 minutes later?
There ain't no way in hell I'm standing up again. There's no way in hell with the amount of cameras and people watching. There
and you
ain't
were
no
wearing
way in hell.
All white.
I'm laying on my back. I'm mm-hmm. being doc. Come out. Hey, what's going on? Your neck, head? Mm-mm. No. Get the stretcher out, put the tent around me, get me off the damn field, because I ain't going to stand up and show my ass to America now.
Yeah, nobody grab their nose.
You go back, you change, you come back five. Oh, my goodness, I thought he broke his neck. He's back in the game.
It's like the Paul Pierce later. Wheelchair game.
You're going to have to take me off the field.
Did you see it live?
I did not. I didn't see it till after the game. And, man, I don't want to throw James on the bus, but I think did get confirmation that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he something happened.
Whoop, there it is.
Something happened. Yeah. I don't know what he said about it. I think
he said he sat
on
Gatorade. What kind of Gatorade is that flavor?
Yeah. Oh, buddy, you know.
We're getting confirmation.
Stuff happens.
How, though? How can that happen, that particular activity?
I mean, you get hit the wrong way. You get hit
really?
In the stomach. You get a cut block, and somebody gets you in the gut. Maybe it can happen, but
oh dear!
Yeah, if I were to tell James, you should just lay down in the field, bro. There's no way you can stand up after.
Meanwhile, they're getting breathless report from the sideline. Like he is moving his extremities.
Yep, he's good.
Yeah, it's because he bleeped himself.
I would give the whole take me off on a cart stretcher. I'd give the whole thumbs up to the crowd. Right? And then 5 minutes later, boom, I'm jogging back down the tunnel. Boom, ready to go. Hey.
Wait, is he wearing gray pants now?
There ain't no way in hell I'm standing up if I do that.
I don't think he hurt himself, but...
But
he's changed his pants. I'll leave it at that.
We've noticed some graffiti. Back to you. All right, I had to ask. It was a hot-button topic this week.
James... He messed up, dude. He should.
Yes, he did.
He should have laid down.
Literally, quite literally.
Yeah, you're right.
And you've never seen that on the field.
No way in hell I'm standing up.
But you've never seen it on the field. Have you heard of a situation like this as a former player?
With that problem?
Yeah.
I don't think
the only way you can get away with that, if it like the Green Bay game, if the field is rainy.
No.
Baltimore
Ravens, all black jerseys.
Black pants.
Who would ever know?
Dark pants.
No, but I'm saying if I'm wearing all white,
I've never
seen
that.
Why don't you just do a baseball slide? Oh, man, I was just celebrating that play.
Yeah, dude, I would just play dead.
Now I'm in the blue tent.
I would have played.
The blue tent saying,
play dead, bro.
Bring me some pants.
Rico, you're playing dead like a bear's around you or something.
I'm laying down on the David. No, I'm laying down.
I'm in the blue tent.
Doc comes out. Hey,
bring
what's going
pants.
On?
Bring me pants. I'm not leaving this tent.
Rico, if they bring the blue tent on the field.
No, it's not my neck. Get a stretcher. Okay. In my pants. Get me off the field.
Well, if you haven't seen the...
I ain't standing up.
The evidence, it's everywhere. And
yeah, he probably
James
learned
Houston
his lesson.
Had to address it, saying he sat in Gatorade.
And, maybe there was some brown Gatorade on this. I've never seen it, but I'm not... Maybe there was. I don't know. Maybe it mixed with a little bit of red or the yellow and the...
Yes, it's new Gatorade.
Zero.
I mean, I'm saying if it was
if it was the chocolate Gatorade,
no, I'm about to say if it was green, I'd say okay. It was the grass.
The picks are next. Now we're definitely done. The picks are next. Thank you for answering that question.
You surprised me. That came out of left field. I had no idea you were going to ask that question.
That's the goal.
That's why I love you, Mike. You come up with those.
James, next time, you need the trainers out there in a hurry.
That's an incredible question.
All right, let's do the business. Not like James Houston. It's time for the picks.
Come on.
TJ is a monolith. Heater. He has moved to 61-39, a 7-3 week.
Heater.
That's more than a heater. You are. Yeah. You're Michael Jordan against the Blazers.
I wish I did this for a living.
No, you don't. All right, so.
Well, this year I do.
So, let's get to the picks. Number 21 LSU laying 3.5 as they travel to Florida. We go to Rico Beard.
You know what? After last week, it was a bad week for me. It was a bad week for LSU. We're both going to bounce back. Go Tigers.
Over to Kenneth Cott.
Yeah, ain't no way you're ever going to catch me picking Florida. Cue up neck. Give me LSU.
Over to David.
Yeah, I don't know why it's this way. Florida has no quarterback, but I'll go Florida.
TJ Lang.
Yeah, Kenny. Oh.
No.
We can't do the chant?
No, you definitely can't.
Oh, okay.
Although it is ironic, you have adults screaming that around like 8-year-old kids.
I love it.
And you're like, you know, a little awareness, please.
Well,
go ahead.
Billy Napier sucks. Give me LSU.
I'm going with Florida. I don't know if LSU just lays down and quits.
Oh.
Yep, definitely on, not Mike, doing that. Kansas getting 2.5 as they travel to BYU. Rico, you know what to do.
I know what to do, Mike, but that means I'm going to go against everything and go with the old man strength of BYU.
You've reached Costanza phase.
Yes.
All right, we go to Kenny.
Whatever it is, do the opposite, and the opposite is soak it on up. Yeah! BYU.
Yes!
Whatever this man does,
yes!
I'm doing as well.
Yes!
Over to David.
I'm going to go with Kansas.
We're still doing this with the Mormon thing. Okay, I see this is a theme. David?
Kansas.
Over to TJ.
I can't bet against a bunch of 27-year-olds out there playing college football. I'm with Kenny. We're going to soak this one up, baby. Let's go, Cougs.
Kansas.
Soak it up, Cougs.
Kansas. Okay, we get the reference.
You can soak up a win. What
do you want to do? Give me Kansas. I don't even have time to tell you why. Who cares? Missouri travels to the Cockaboos to take on South Carolina. South Carolina laying 13.5. We go to Rico.
I have no idea of why, Mike.
Because it's the backup for Mizzou, Bobby Philpott, or whatever the hell his name is.
In honor of the Cockaboos, here we go.
I'm assuming that's not the right name.
I think it's Drew Pine. Ooh. Either way, the guy stinks. Ooh, over to Kenny.
Nobody goes to the Cockaboos and comes out alive. Give me South Carolina.
That's right. Over to David.
Yeah, Luther Burden and Missouri is Luther dead. I'm going to go with the Cockaboos, South Carolina.
Man, you talked about a Luther Burden, man. He might be one of my favorite receivers.
He hates his life this year. He's awesome, but he hates his life this year.
Mizzou's going to pull together enough to go out there and get a win. I'm taking Missouri.
Cockaboos.
I don't know why, but I'm taking them.
South Carolina. Beamer's got a good team. Their D-line is good. Mizzou's got no quarterback play. Tennessee traveling to Georgia. Georgia laying 9.5. Nico in concussion protocol.
Ooh.
Rico Beard.
Georgia hasn't lost to a non-Alabama team in a long time. Josh Dobbs. Josh Dobbs the last time Tennessee. He was a QB the last time Tennessee won. Kenny, for you, give me Georgia.
Oh.
I've never heard that. Emotional hedge, give me Tennessee.
Ay, David.
Wow, man. Come on now. Georgia's a red state. I got to go with Georgia here.
Oh, God. Over. You okay?
I've never heard that.
That debuted yesterday. I'm glad you're enjoying.
Oh my God.
Your selection, incredible. Please.
No, Nico. Georgia on a tear coming off that loss to them. I got to take Georgia.
This is Kirby telling his team nobody believes in us. This is
Rico, did you find your new one yet?
Okay, can you leave him alone? Okay, please.
Yes.
Please. I'm making a point. Yes. Georgia, go ahead. Let's go. Michigan State getting 2.5 at Illinois. We've lost TJ for the segment. It's over. Oh, by the way, if it matters, MSU in all white Gruff Sparty helmets. They are. Let's. The helmets, damn it. I hate the Greek stripe on the green one. I hate this game. Rico Beard.
You know what? The emotional hedge. Illinois minus their best defender, and they have a second one having to sit out the first half
and,
because of targeting.
And
they're wearing the Gruff helmets.
And
Nick Marsh is going to score.
The Whites.
I mean,
subscribe to that.
They haven't been that great to me, but sure.
The all white uniforms.
Oh yes,
I'm not comfortable with any of this. Give me Illinois.
Beautiful. All right, we go.
Where are we?
Michigan State.
Driving. Go ahead.
TJ.
Oh, it's on me. Okay. I was playing golf today with my buddy Joseph, who is a big Michigan State fan.
Hey, poor
but
bastard.
He has no confidence. I know, you know, Jonathan Smith could be down 5 late in the game, might kick a field goal to cover the spread, but I'm going to take that away from him, and I think Illinois wins this one.
I have a rule.
Oh, yeah. Those streets of Livonia, baby.
Oh, yeah. So listen. I have a rule that applies to this game.
Come meet me at Aiden Haggerty, baby.
You can't bet on a team whose coach wears a bedspread as a quarter zip. Spartans, let's go to the NFL, shall we? Packers laying 5.5. They travel to the chaos that is the Bears. Rico.
Don't care that it's the devil's number. The Packers are still the better team. Give me Green Bay.
Over to Kenny.
Give me the chaos. Give me the Bears. Give me the devil's number.
David.
Yeah, I have to go with the devil's number. I'll go with the black quarterback that's been struggling. Bears.
TJ Lang.
I know the Packers were off a bye last week, but I think the Lions hangover still applies to them because they haven't played a game since they played them. And hey, you haven't looked it up? Look it up. Lions hangover is a real thing. I'm going to take the Bears to cover.
I don't know what to do with this guy. I would never do this in real. I wouldn't play this in real life. But I just Bears. I guess like don't they have to respond?
New coordinator, new play caller.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Veterans like you demanding Caleb's benched. Phenomenal.
Win the game, but 5.5.
Bengals at the Chargers on Sunday night. Chargers laying 1.5. Rico
waiting all day for. Us.
Wow.
Bengals may be the most hard luck team out there.
That was our Gus Johnson impersonation. Oh, Jenny Taft.
Bengals are the most hard luck team around. Give me Cincinnati.
Wow.
Get
it. My Lord. Good God. Nowhere to go.
I don't even know why we're making it.
Well.
Give me the Chargers.
David.
I don't believe in the Bengals defense. Chargers.
Okay, TJ.
Bengals backs against the wall, man. They got to win. I think they know that. I'm taking the Bengals.
Chargers. They're going to beat somebody wild card weekend. Old Harbs has got it going, man. Give me the Chargers. Ravens at Steelers. It's like one of the only rivalries in the NFL, right? Ravens laying 3, traveling to Pittsburgh. Rico.
Pittsburgh is Baltimore's number. They got Russell Wilson, and they're going to win the game.
Oh, David, hit that button. Mr. Dangerous. All right, let's go to Kenny.
Yeah, rivalry game, home team getting 3. Give me the Steelers.
David, this is a proud moment for you.
It is.
Come on.
Well, the average margin of victory in this game between John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin is 6.77 points. I have to go with the Steelers here. They are the home team. Let's go, Steelers!
TJ!
I have no idea what David just said. I don't even think he knows what he just said. 6.77. Would you just list off pie?
That's the,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The average margin of victory for whoever wins the game.
Okay, I got you. I'll go.
Wow.
Normal analytics. Braver. Confuse me. He's listening off a bunch of.
Well, it's not hard when you have 18 pouches in your mouth.
Ravens pass defense is not good.
It's the worst in the league.
Steelers, I think to this point, David, they play Baltimore tough. I don't know if they win the game, but.
Lamar hasn't beaten us since his rookie
year. I'm taking the Steelers.
Steelers. It's Tomlin as a home dog.
Yeah, right.
End of story.
All right.
By the way, the underdog.
David could have just said that.
Yeah, the underdog in this series, 36 times these coaches have met. The underdog is 18-2 at home.
Don't forget about those two.
Thank you, David. Chiefs at the Bills. Bills laid 2.5. Rico.
Chiefs are the luckiest team in the NFL.
Oh,
the
that's
luck
right.
continues.
No! Whoa. Damn you! Rico? Over to Kenny.
Nope, the luck will run out under a field goal. Give me the Bills.
I mean, Buffalo can still win, but they just won't cover.
David!
Yeah, Lan Clark, the referee, is officiating this game. KC's undefeated when he refs. Oh. They call false starts a lot. Buffalo gets called false starts a lot. Chiefs.
TJ!
Rico, I'm with you. Sometimes teams just have that destiny type feel to it, and things happen, and you don't know why, and you don't question it. Much like we've seen the Chiefs this year, much like we saw Detroit last weekend, you don't question it. I got to take the Chiefs.
F the Chiefs. Give me the Bills.
Just
I
meant
can't.
To be.
I can't.
Meant
anymore.
To be.
Bills. Josh Allen 3-0 against Mahomes regular season, 0-4 in the postseason. Give me the Bills. Jags, Lions. Lions laying 13.5. Ready? Rico takes the Lions. Kenny takes the Lions. David takes the Lions. Yes. TJ takes the Lions. I take the Lions. It's a Groupon, right? You're taking them?
I was taking the... No, I was
it's
drunk.
A BOGO.
No, it's Groupon.
Is this a BOGO?
No, Groupon.
It's not a BOGO.
Those
no,
are the
BOGO.
Picks.
No,
Rico, Groupon. Come on.
Games.
Give me a BOGO, Rico.
Those
come
are
on.
The picks. I'm giving you Groupon.
All right, I'll take Groupon. All right.
And we couldn't be happier with the picks. 97-1.